感谢主，让我们弟兄姊妹跟朋友能够一同聚在他的跟前。
I want to thank the Lord for gathering us together before Him.
我相信朋友来到这边不是一个偶然。
I don't think it's a coincidence that our friends are here this morning.
我相信很多朋友也不是第一次听到这个话。
I believe that some of the friends have not, this is not the first time that you have heard me saying this.
不过的确是神主宰的权柄把你带到他的跟前。
But we really believe that it's God's sovereign will to bring you before him.
好让你能够在他跟前蒙恩典。
So that you may be blessed by him.
当我们刚才唱那些短诗的时候，
As we sing these short hymns,
我心里面实在是有一个 Amen, 一个同意。
I really say Amen in my heart.
在人生里面我们最大的事情不是别的。
The greatest thing in our life is nothing,
就是认识耶稣基督
but knowing him.
今天我愿意和亲爱的朋友能够就着神的话语能够大家有点分享。
So I'd like to share today with our dear friends, by using God's word.
请大家如果有圣经的话翻到路加福音第十五章。
If you have the Bible, please open to New Testament, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15.
路加福音第十五章，我们就从第十一节读到二十四节。
Luke chapter 15 verses 11 through 24.
好，如果我们都找着的话，我们请大家同声一起来念。
Let us read in unison.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，竟耗尽了一切所有的。又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得。他们就快乐起来。这是一个基督徒很熟悉的一个故事。
This is a story very familiar to Christians.
我想甚至有很多福音朋友恐怕对这个故事也不是很陌生。
Probably many gospel friends are familiar with this also.
听过这个故事叫做浪子回家的故事。
So this is the story of the prodigal son.
这是主耶稣讲到的一个比喻。
This is a parable given by Jesus.
在这个故事里面讲到有一个家。
He talked about a family.
在那边有一个非常富裕的一个父亲。
And father was a very rich man.
这父亲有两个儿子。
And he had two sons.
到了一天，这儿子也小儿子也许已经成年了。
Maybe on one day, maybe the younger son became an adult.
他就对父亲说，他要分得他那一份的产业。
So he said to his father, he said, please give me my portion of your estate.
我不知道在他跟父亲讲这句话之前，他是不是心已经早已经不在家了。
I don't know whether before he said this to his father, his heart started to wander away from home.
不过他在那个时候就对父亲说：“父亲，你把我当得的那一份分给我。”
But anyhow, he said to his father, "Father, give me my share of your estate."
父亲就把他产业分的分给他那一份。
So the father divided his property and gave the younger son his share.
然后儿子拿了这份产业，没过几天他就收拾行李。
So after a few days, he gathered all he had and he left home.
我不知道他离开的时候，父亲有没有挽留他。
I don't know whether the father tried to keep him from leaving home.
父亲可能非常恳切地劝他能够留下来。
Maybe the father did so.
可是这个儿子他一意孤行，他要出去。
But the younger son has already made up his mind. He wanted to leave home.
他就到了一个远方的地方。
He went to a distant country.
他远远的离家，他把背转向他的家。
He turned his back to his home and left home.
他到了那个远方，他在这边挥霍，他这边浪费。
So in that distant country, he squandered all he had.
到一个地步，他一无所有。
And he became in need.
他到一个地步，他帮别人放猪。
And he became so poor that he had to tend the pigs for some people.
他肚子如此的饥饿，他看见猪吃的那个豆荚，他觉得好吃。
He became so hungry that he longed to eat the pots the pigs were eating.
他甚至想要与猪争食。
And he was trying to fight for the food with the pigs.
在美国，有人说猪是很干净的动物。
In the United States, people say pigs are pretty clean.
甚至有人把猪当作宠物。
And some people have pigs as pets.
可是这好像对我小时候的经验是不太一样。
This is very different from the impression I got when I was much younger.
当我小时候还在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan, as I was very young.
这边他们养猪的地方通常是在田的旁边。
Usually, people who raise pigs, they are right next to the field.
远远就能够听到猪的那个声音。
You can hear the noise made by the pigs from afar.
好像不吃东西也会有声音，吃东西声音更大。
Whether they were eating or not, they were making these kind of noises.
远远听见声音，当你走近的时候就闻到味道。
And as you approach them, after you heard this, their noises from afar, you started to smell.
而且猪是什么东西都吃的。
Pigs eat everything.
他有时候吃的东西跟那个味道一样的不好闻。
And the things that the pigs eat are just as disgusting as their smell.
昨天我在预备的时候，当我思想这个点，我好像隐隐约约还闻到那个味道。
Yeah, as I was preparing the notes, I somehow feel that I start to sense the smell.
可是我们看见这个小儿子在这个时候，他堕落沉沦，穷困到一个地步。
And we can see that this younger son, he felt so much.He fell into such a poor condition.
他在那边放猪。
And he was tending pigs.
他在那边饥饿，想要与猪争食。
And he became hungry, and he wanted to fight for the pasta the pigs were eating.
可是感谢主，在他这个时候生命里面有一个转捩点。
But praise the Lord that he come to a turning point in his life.
他里面突然有个醒悟。
All of a sudden, there was an awakening in his heart.
他说我不需要这么穷困待在这里。
He says, why do I have to become so poor?
因为我的父的家中是极其的丰富，那边有许多的雇工。
Because my father's family is very rich and he has so many hired hands.
他里面这么一个醒悟，他里面就做一个决定。
So as he has awakened, he made a decision.
他说他要回家。
He said, I want to go home.
他因着这个决定，他就走上这条回家的路。
Because of the decision, he started the journey home.
当他走上这条回家路还离家远远的时候、
On his way home as he was still away from home
圣经里面记载说这个父亲就看见他
And the Bible says that his father saw him
父亲看见了就动了慈心
And the father was filled with compassion
我相信这父亲不是出来办点事情不小心碰到这个儿子
I don't think in that moment that the father just happened to run into his son
这个父亲知道这条路是儿子出去的路。
Because the father knew that this is the same way that his younger son left home.
因着这儿子离家之后。
Because after his son left home.
这父亲就常常在路的这一端徘徊等候。
And the father kept on waiting for his son to return home.
一个为父的心何等盼望在路的那一端能够看见他儿子的身影。
As a father, he longed to see the image of his son.
不知道这儿子离家多少时日。
I don't know how long that the younger son was away from home.
可是当这父亲远远地看见儿子身影在跟前的时候。
But as the father started to see the image of his son coming toward him,
他迫不及待地跑上前去。
He couldn't wait to greet him.
他抱住他的儿子。
Embraced him.
连连亲着亲亲在他儿子的颈项上
，and they kept on kissing him.
亲爱朋友，这是一个为父的心。
Dear friends, this is the heart of a father.
这儿子心里面还忐忑不定，不知道这父亲愿不愿意接纳他。
And the younger son was wondering whether his father would accept him.
他跟父亲说：“我只要做仆人就好了。
”And he was planning to tell his father, "Just treat me as your servant."
可是父亲却拿出那个上好的袍子来。
But the father asked the servant to bring out the best robes for him.
并且给他戴上成为承受家业的一个戒指。
And put a ring of heritage on his hand, on his finger.
并且让他穿上鞋子。
And also gave him the sandals to wear.
并且将他的家里面那个肥牛犊再吃来，拿出来宰杀，大家一起吃喝快乐。
And also to kill the fattened calf to celebrate.
这个浪子回到家中，重新再得着他做儿子的一个身份。
This prodigal son returned home to once again become son.
亲爱朋友，这是好像是一个地上的故事。
Dear friends, you may think that this is just a story in this world.
可是这主耶稣借着这个比喻，却讲到神向着我们的心。
But Jesus was using this story to tell us about the heart of the Father.
所以我想要借着这一个故事和弟兄亲爱的朋友跟弟兄姊妹分享五个点。
So I will use this story to share 5 points with you.
第一个，人在离开神了之后就变得贫穷。
Number one is that man leaves God, he becomes poor.
亲爱的朋友，人是神所造的。
Because man is created by God.
当初神造人的时候，要在人的身上显出他的荣耀。
When God created man, He wants to manifest His glory in him.
要人能够享受这个生命中带来的丰富和祝福。
And He wanted man to enjoy the riches and blessings of this life.
可是人却决定从人的身前，神的跟前出走。
But man decided to leave home from before God.
因着这样，人变得贫穷。
So man became poor.
也许朋友不同意。
Maybe you don't agree.
你看我们生活的这个社会多么的富足啊。
You said that we live in such a rich society.
现在已经是21世纪了。
Today is 21st century.
科技何等样的发达。
And see the technology, how advanced technology has become.
你看物质上面何等样的丰富。
See materialistically how rich we are.
特别是在美国这个社会里面。
Especially in American society.
应有尽有，要什么有什么。
No matter what you want, you can get.
的确美国是一个非常富裕的国家。
Of course, America is a very rich society.
我记得大概20年前我大约20年前我来美国之前。
Before I came to the States about 20 years ago.
有人就鼓励我说诶到美国好这个遍地都是黄金。
And people would encourage me to come to the United States because United States, the roads are paved with gold.
我不知道现在还有没有这样的讲法。
I don't know whether people are still talking this way.
不知道朋友来了美国几年之后你怎么找到黄金。
I don't know whether you have found any gold, after you came to the States.
的确外面这个物质上面是丰裕是富足。
Of course, materialistically, we live in a very rich society.
可是亲爱的朋友，你的心呢？你的生命里面呢？
But what about your heart? What about your life?
我们心中有爱吗？
Is our heart filled with love?
我们心中有平安吗？
Is our heart filled with peace?
我们心中有喜乐吗？
Is our heart filled with joy?
朋友，如果我们该有的我们没有，
If those things that we are supposed to have but we don't,
我们该拿出来我拿出来，
I suppose things that we should be able to give away but we don't have,
我们该爱的时候我们爱不动，
But when we try to love but we can't,
朋友，我们是一个贫穷的人，
Then we are poor.
有一个基督徒，一个姊妹，
There's a Christian sister.
她非常的能干，很有能力。
Very capable.
她说她在未信主之前
She said that before she became a Christian.
或者说她小的时候她就非常的 优秀，成绩后来工作都很好。
I said that we can say that when she was young, she was a very, very good student, was good grades.
从人的眼光来看，她是令人称羡。
And from a point, people upon human point of view, that she was someone that people admire.
可是她在家里面有个难处。
But she had a problem at home.
她的丈夫好像没有她那么能干。
Her husband didn't seem to be as capable as she was.
工作上面没有像她那么成功。
And work-wise, her job is much bigger than his.
她就轻看她的丈夫。
And then she started to look down upon him.
她的儿子在成长的过程里面遇见许多难处。
And their son ran into a lot of trouble as he was growing up.
可是他常常拿他的标准来衡量他的儿子。
And this mother would use her own standard to measure her son.
怎么量怎么不对。
And the more she does the measurement, the more dissatisfied she became.
后来这一个姊妹信主了。
And then this mother became a Christian.
她做见证说我实在是一个没有爱的人。
She testified that I was a person without love.
在我最亲爱的人的身上，我没有办法体恤他的软弱。
I could not feel for those whom I love the most.
就算在我儿子身上，我也没有办法体贴他在成长中所遇到的各样的难处。
And I really didn't appreciate the difficulties of my son as he was going through adolescent years.
亲爱的朋友，我们当爱的时候，我们爱不出来。
So dear friends, sometimes when we want to try to love, but we can't.
或者我们说这一个姊妹在没信主之前是一个爱里贫穷的人。
We may say that this, we may call this lady, before she became a Christian, she was poor in love.
那朋友你呢？
What about you?
圣经里面讲说，不仅仅我们这样在我们自己的天性里面，我们没有这些东西。
Bible tells us that in our own nature we don't have these things.
可是在人性里面还有一种性质。
But in our human nature there is another, there's one characteristics.
这个叫做罪。
And that is sin.
这个罪还不是我们外面做了什么杀人放火。
And it's not when we talk about sin, we're not talking about that you have committed some heinous crime.
而这个罪是在我们的天性的里面。
But the sin is in our nature.
就在我们这个天性的里面。
And right in our nature.
有的时候这个就让我们变得做一些我们不得不想做的事。
And this nature causes us to do things that we did not want to do or didn't mean to do.
但我们大家都知道嫉妒不好。什么嫉妒？
We all know that we should not be jealous.
可是我们看见别人比我们好的时候，我们心里面就不由自主的酸酸的。
But sometimes when we look at other people and they are in a much better condition, then we just feel funny.
我们也知道我们不需要在外面跟人家增进比较。
We all know that we should not compete, or compare ourselves against others.
可是看见别人房子盖得比我们大，我们最少要盖那么大。
And when we see that our friend has a big house, we will desire to have the same size of house.
或者盖得更大一点。
Or maybe bigger than his.
以前我们小时候有说，如果房子大一点，人不够多的话，可以养蚊子。
养蚊子。
对。
We would joke when we were young that if you have a huge house but you don't have enough people to fill the house, maybe you can use the house to feed the mosquitoes.
我们里面的竞争是不由自主的。
The inner competition, the competitive nature is not something that we can control.
我们里面的嫉妒是不由自主的。
The envy, the jealousy is something we cannot control.
像朋友，这个是在你的里面，也是在我的里面。
These kind of characters is in you and also is in me.
人离开了神，变得贫，并且变得苦。
When a man leaves God, we become poor, we becomes bitter.
有时候我们就像那一个小儿子一般。看见了肚子饿，心中有空虚，没有办法满足，我们要与主争食。
Sometimes we're just like the younger son, the prodigal son. When we are hungry, we couldn't control ourselves. We wanted to compete with the pigs for the pots.
我们有时候自己都不知道这个虚空是从哪里来。
Sometimes we don't even know where the empty feeling came from.
也许我们觉得在物质上面的丰富多塞一点可能可以满足那个虚空。
A lot of times we think we can fill this emptiness with material, material goods.
中国人讲说五子登科。
And we talk about five things that we must have.
房子
house,
帽子
and diploma,
妻子儿子
wife, son and car.
应该是这五子啊。
These are the five essential things.
我不知道亲爱的朋友你得了几子。
I don't know how many of these five things you have gotten already.
可是很多时候在我们得着这些东西之后我们里面的虚空仍然没有办法得着满足。
But a lot of times after we gain all these things, we still cannot feel the empty feeling inside us.
拿了帽子高兴了两天。
And after you got the degree, maybe you were happy for maybe 2 days.
毕业就是失业。
And after you graduate, you become unemployed.
我们又开始为了要找工作开始愁烦。
So we become anxious about job seeking.
买了一栋好的房子很高兴住两天。
After we bought the house, we're very happy maybe for a few days.
早上起来又开始为了贷款愁烦。
And then you start worrying about your mortgage.
亲爱的朋友人离开了神里面就充满了愁苦劳烦。
Dear friends, after man leaves God, he is filled with anxiety and difficulties.
小儿子就是你和我的写照。
The prodigal son, the younger son, is a great picture for you and for me.
人离开了神离开了那个生命的源头。
As one leaves God, he leaves the source of life.
离开了在生命里面我们要得着的祝福和丰富
and leaves the riches and blessings for our life
人的生命里面极其的贫穷
our life is very very poor
极其的虚空
very very empty
充满了愁苦
and filled with bitterness
可是感谢主在这小子身上有一个转机
but we praise the Lord because the prodigal son had a turning point
所以第二个点我要和亲爱的朋友分享的是
So the second point I want to share with our dear friends
是一个醒悟是一个回转
is the awakening and returning
当这小孩子心里面他突然有一个醒悟的时候
When this younger son had this awakening in his heart
有读圣经的讲说这醒悟好像有的时候好像从睡梦中悠悠醒来
Some people would say well maybe when he was half awake he got this awakening
或者好像大梦初醒一般
Or maybe like after a long dream that he woke up
所以有的时候神允许一些环境临到我们
So sometimes God will allow certain things to circumstances to for us to run into
好像给我们一个当头棒喝
And just try to wake us up
让我们突然发现人生应该不止只有这么一点点
And all of a sudden we have realization Life is more than just us
神在环境里面激动我们有一个寻求的心
So God will urge us to have this thirst for seeking him through our circumstances
我不知道亲爱的朋友你来美国当初来美国之前你是抱着什么样的动机
I don't know what kind of motivation or what kind of motive that brought you to the States
我记得我自己大约快20年前在还没有来美国之前在学校的时候就有很多同学的时候就开始在谈论要出国的事情。
Before I came to the States, our college friends would talk about coming to the States.
可是对我来讲我心里面老是觉得没有这个动机。
And somehow I lack the motivation, to seek this way.
我觉得可有可无。
I said, it's okay whether I go to the United States or not.
Yeah, 这个留在台湾也可以啊。
It's okay to stay here.
一直直到我20岁的时候。
When I was 20 years old.
我父亲重病离世。
And my father, after a serious illness, passed away.
我还记得那时候我坐在他病床旁边。
I remember sitting next to him.
我握着他的手。
I was holding his hand.
突然发现他的手就慢慢慢慢。慢慢冰凉下来。
And I started to feel that his hand was getting colder and colder.
这件事情在我里面起了很大的震撼。
And it really stirred me up.
我好像突然发现我这个人生如果再往下走下去的话。
And I was thinking that as I go on in my life,
我也许可以找到一份工作。
Maybe I can get a job.
也许可以结婚生子
Maybe I can get married and have children
然后我就渐渐老去
And then I'll become older
然后最终我就躺在病床上
And the last moment I'll be like my father lying there
我不知道会不会有我儿子握着我的手
And I don't know whether my son will be holding my hand
可是我父亲去了哪里？
But where did my father go?
那我将来我要去哪里？
Where am I going in the future?
亲爱朋友，这个问题有没有曾经在你的心中有这样子的问过你自己？
Dear friends, have you asked yourself these type of questions?
我带着这个心态我来了美国。
But I came to the States in this kind of condition.
我甚至在那个时候不知道自己要寻求什么。
And I wasn't really sure what I was looking for.
可是感谢主，他让我遇见了他。
But I praise the Lord, He let me meet Him.
神在我们身上，他摇我们，动我们，要让我们能够醒悟过来，在他跟前有一个寻求的心。
God is trying to shake us up so that we have the urge to seek Him.
亲爱的朋友，如果你心里面有一点点寻求的心，
If you have a little bit of this type of urge,
感谢主，
Praise the Lord.
如果没有的话，盼望主更多施恩点在你的身上。
If you don't have this kind of urge, may the Lord bless you.
可是我们在这小孩子身上，我们看见他在回到神父神的家中，他走了两步路。
But we see that this younger son took two steps in returning home.
他第一个，他里面有个醒悟。
Number one, he had an awakening.
第二个，他说我要起来。
And secondly, he decided. He says, "I want to get up."
他里面受了神的感动，神在他环境里面给他一点的 shaking.
And God was shaking him up through circumstances.
然后他里面有一个回应，他说我要起来。
He responded in saying, "I want to get up."
亲爱的朋友，神尊重你我的拣选。
Dear friends, God respect your free will.
神或者在环境里面借着你所遭遇的。
And God may use circumstances that you encounter or you are in.
或者借着亲爱的基督徒在你身上的服侍，让你摸到一点的爱。
Maybe through Christian friends that you sense, you feel certain type of love.
可是神在这边要你自己做一个拣选，你要起来。
But God wants you to make your own choice that you need to get up.
你要做这个决定，要走上回家这条路。
You have to make this decision in starting the journey home.
还在做学生的时候遇见一个朋友。
I ran into a friend as, when I was still a student.
他那时候也是学生。
He was a fellow student.
从国内来，他到了美国，他不喜欢他，或者说他原先读的科系可能找工作不容易。
And this friend came from mainland China. He changed his major, maybe because that his original major was not easy for him to find a job.
对，不过他因为他原来的科系里面是他的本科，所以他有奖学金。
His original major enabled him to get some scholarship.
那因着这个要换一个比较容易找工作的科系呢，他就后来就换了。
And he changed his major.
那换了以后呢，这个原先的奖学金就没有了，新的助学金呢能不能得到还是一个问题。
But he lost his scholarship because of the change of major. He wasn't sure that he can get same type of scholarship when he transferred to a new major.
那在那个时候，我几个基督徒向他传福音，知道他这个情况，就跟他一起祷告。
And several Christian friends were sharing the gospel with him and learned his condition and pray with him.
我们跟他一起祷告的时候，他也常常被主的爱摸到，他也感谢主，也祷告。
And as he was being prayed for, he was moved, and he prayed himself.
等到这个暑假结束了，学习开始。
The summer is over, and the new semester started.
感谢主，主为他预备了一份助学金。
We praise the Lord that the Lord provided an assistantship for him.
我们周遭这些跟他一起祷告的这些的基督徒都为他高兴。
And we were rejoicing for him.
我们跟他说，你看主在你身上做工了。
We told him that, see, God is working in your heart, in your life.
你看，你跟主祷告，主听你祷告了。
See, God heard your prayer.
主是真实的。
God is real.
这朋友当时听得非常的高兴，是，主是真实的。
And this fellow friend says, yes, God is real.
可是很可惜的，过一段时日。
Unfortunately, after a short while.
他就开始怀疑。
He started to doubt.
他说：“哎，可能是意外。
”Maybe this is a coincident.
对，或者就是我本来就很好。
Maybe I was capable myself.
一直等到他毕业离开。
After he graduated.
他还没有踩出第二步。
He did not take the second step.
我们实在是很为他惋惜。
And we really feel sorry for him.
每次想到他的时候，实在是盼望主更多的怜悯他，让他能够做一个决定，说我要。
Every time we think about him, we wish that he had taken the second step in deciding, yes, the Lord, I want.
这个小孩子在里面有个醒悟。
This younger son had an awakening.
他就在这个时候做了一个决定。
And he made a decision at the same moment.
若他仅仅只有一个醒悟，他仍然留在原地的话。
If he only had awakening, but he didn't move.
他仍然要在他的贫困的里面。
But he will continue to live in his poverty.
他仍然因着饥饿，他要与猪争食。
And he continue to fight for food with the pigs.
亲爱的朋友，神在你身上有没有曾经摇过你呢？
I don't know, dear friends, whether God has shaken you up in your life.
在你的里面有没有曾经被神的爱所摸到呢？
Have you felt God's love?
盼望神给你恩典，你能够说我要。
May the Lord bless you to cause you to say yes, I want this.
第三个点。
The third things I want to share with you.
这个小儿子知道回家的路在哪里。
The younger son knows where the road home is.
当这小儿子醒悟过来，他做了一个决定要回家。
When he woke up, he decided to go home.
他知道哪一条路能够回家。
He knew the way home.
亲爱的朋友，你知道回家的路吗？
Do you know the way home?
我自己不是一个很有方向感的人。
I am not a person with a great sense of direction.
开车跟车没问题。
I can follow someone in driving.
看看图开车也没问题。
If I can, I will read the map, I think I can handle it.
可是我没有办法跟我太太一样到处看路标，东转西转，前面左转右转，就能够到达目的地。
But I'm not as good as my wife that she'll remember all these landmarks and she can find her way around.
可是我听到有一个故事的时候，我心里面就稍微安慰一下。
And I was much comforted when I heard the story.
我们知道20世纪大家公认的天才爱因斯坦。
We all know, we have heard the name Einstein.
他后来在普林斯顿做系主任。
And he became the department chair of physics at Princeton University.
有一次这个系主任的这个秘书接到一通电话。
And one time, Einstein's secretary received a phone call.
电话那一端有人在一边轻声说，请问那个你知道爱因斯坦他的地址吗？
And someone was asking at the other end of the telephone call that, do you have Einstein's address?
这个秘书很警醒的，不能随随便便把私人的一些的资料给别人。
The secretary was very alert. She wouldn't just give out Einstein's address to anyone.
然后说对不起，我不能给你。请问你到底是谁啊？
And she said that I can't give that to you because who are you?
可能你们都知道他是谁。
You know the answer.
这个爱因斯坦不好意思说，我就是 Albert Einstein.
Is I am Albert Einstein.
他会迷路，他找不到回家的路。
He was lost. He couldn't find his way home.
所以我下次迷路的时候，我心里面会稍微安慰一点。
So I take much comfort next time I get lost.
可是，亲爱的朋友，你知道回到神家的那条路吗
？But dear friends, do you know the way home, the home of God?
这个小儿子他知道路。
The younger son knew his way home.
可是，亲爱的朋友，你知道回到神家的那条路吗
？But do you know the way to God's home?
你是要凭着个人的修行
？Do you think you're gonna use your own effort?
要凭着自己的好行为
？Through your own good deeds?
我们所行的义在神的跟前都如破烂的布一般。
Because our righteousness is just like a filthy rag before God.
可是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
因为在耶稣基督里面，我们已经得着了一条回家的路。
Because in Jesus Christ, we have the way home.
在约翰福音14章第6节这么说。
John 14:6.
这是耶稣自己说的话。
This is something Jesus said himself.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father except through me.
亲爱的朋友，耶稣基督就是那道路。
Dear friends, Jesus is the way.
除他以外，没有别的路。
There is no other way besides him.
耶稣也说若不借着他没有人能够到父那里去。
And Jesus also said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
不是凭着宗教的修行。
Not through your religious zeal.
不是把我自己变得更好。
Not through self-improvement.
乃是相信接受耶稣基督。
But believing and accepting Jesus Christ.
我们就能够回到父神的家中。
Then we can return God's home.
家朋友，这就是在十字架上的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
我们的神是圣洁公义的神。
Our God is a holy and righteous God.
我们讲到在人的里面有一个性情叫做罪。
We know that there's character in our nature that is sin.
神是爱，愿意来拥抱祝福我们。
God is love. God wants to embrace us and bless us.
可是因着罪使得人与神之间有一个鸿沟。
But because of sin, there's a big gap between man and God.
父亲在那边心中充满了爱，可是他没有办法过来。
The father's heart is full of love, but there's no way for him to come near me.
儿子在这一端心里面充满了劳苦愁烦，心里面极其的贫穷，可是没有办法回家。
And the son on this side of the gap, his life is filled with anxiety and suffering. There's no way for him to go home.
可是感谢神，耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus, bled.And died on the cross for us.
他是神的儿子。
He is son of God.
他在里面完全没有罪。
He is without sin.
他在地上的年日完全讨神的喜悦。
And everything he did on this earth was pleasing to the Lord.
可是当他死在十字架上的时候。
But as he was dying on the cross.
他担负了你，担负我的罪。
He showed that all your sins are mine.
使得我们能够在他跟前找到那条回到父神跟前的路。
So that we can find a way in him to go home to Father.
朋友，你知道那条回家的路？
Dear friends, do you know the way home?
这条路已经为你开通了。
The way has already been prepared for you.
耶稣基督在十字架上为你付上极重的代价。
Jesus paid a dear price on the cross for you.
使得你，使得我能够找着回家的路。
So that you and I may find a way home.
主耶稣说他就是道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着他，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
第四个点。
The fourth thing I want to share with you.
在讲到神在基督里面的接纳和慈爱。
It talks about the Jesus' acceptance of us in God's love.
当我们看见那个小儿子回家的时候。
When we see that the prodigal son was returning home.
他心里面实在是犹豫不决。
He was really having some doubts.
他实在是不知道父亲会怎么样对待。
And he wouldn't know, he didn't know how his father would react.
他不知道父亲会不会拒绝他。
He doesn't know whether his father would reject him.
他替自己做一个假设，也许我不需要回去做儿子，我只要回去做雇工奴仆就好。
So he was telling himself, maybe I'll just go home and become a servant of my father.
可是没想到当他看见父亲的时候
But to his surprise when he saw his father
父亲急忙地跑过来
And the father ran to him
用他的双臂来环抱他
And just embraced him
连连地亲他
And kept on kissing him
他在父亲那里找到完全的接纳
And he found a complete or total acceptance in his father
他在父亲那边看见父亲向他的爱
And heknew his father loved him.
如果我们接受耶稣基督
If we accept Jesus Christ,
我们要看见神在基督里面向着我们完全的接纳
And then we can know and we can find out God's total acceptance of us in Jesus Christ.
读到一个故事
I read a story.
听说就是发生在西雅图这一带。
I think the story happened in Seattle area.
大概几十年前在西雅图市南边，我不知道是 Tacoma 还是 Olympia 那附近。
Several decades ago, this happened in south of Seattle, maybe in Tacoma area.
Yeah. 有一个农家子弟，他就心里面起意要到大城市去发展。
A child of a farmer wanted to go to the big city to get a job.
Yeah, 他那时候想到的就是要到三藩市去。
He wanted to go to San Francisco.
然后他跟我不知道他是怎么样离家的，后来他人就到了大城市。
I don't know how under what circumstance he left home, but he went to the big city.
他到了三藩市以后，原本想要有些功成名就，结果没，可是却被大城市里面的五光十色迷惑了他的眼目。
The original intent is to become prosperous once he got to the big city, but he was really get sucked into the city life very quickly.
Yeah, 他就有点像那个小儿子一般，他就开始在那边浪费挥霍，把他所有的都耗尽。
And just like the prodigal son, this young person, after he went to the city, he lived lavishly and spent all he had.
两三年之后，他就变得一无所有。
And after 2-3 years, he had nothing left.
在那个时候他就开始想家了。
And then he started to miss home.
我们这个人实在有时候很奇怪。
You know, sometimes we are very strange.
好像有的时候我们什么都不想，只想到我们自己。
When we have things, all we think about is ourselves.
当我们一无所有的时候，我们就开始想爸爸，想妈妈。
When we have nothing, we started to miss our parents.
这个年轻人身上，在他一无所有的时候，他开始想家。
So when this person, young person, had nothing, he started to miss home.
他想家的时候，他心里面就开始责备自己。
As he started to miss home, he started to blame himself.
他知道他自己得罪了父母。
He knew that he offended his parents.
他想回家，可是又踌躇不前。
But he wanted to go home, but he hesitated.
所以他就拿出纸笔写了一封信，先寄回家。
So he wrote a letter first to his parents.
在信里面他这么说。
And he wrote,
亲爱的爸爸妈妈。
Dear dad and mom.
我很抱歉。
I'm sorry.
这两三年来我没有跟你联络。
That I did not contact you in the last 2-3 years.
我也很抱歉，我知道在我离家时候伤了你们的心。
I'm sorry that I hurt you as I left home.
我现在想要回家。
I wanted to come home.
可是我也知道你们有一切的权利，一切的理由不接纳我。
But I know that you have every reason to reject me.
所以，爸爸妈妈。
So, mom and dad.
我仍然决定下个月15号我要搭火车往北走。
But no, But I decided to take a train next month on the 15th to go north.
在十五号，当这个火车经过家里后院的时候
，as the train passes our home's backyard.
如果你愿意让我回家
，if you are willing to accept me,
请你在后院那个晒床单的架子上面挂上一条白色的床单。
And please hang a white sheet on the clothesline.
当我看到那条白色床单的时候，我就在西雅图下车。
And if I see this white sheet, then I will get off in Seattle.
我就知道你要我回家，我就回家。
And then I know that you wanted me to come home.
如果我看不见那个白床单
，If I don't see the white sheet,
我就过站不停，继续走下去。
Then I will just move on.
当然他没有接到他父母的回应。
He did not get a letter back from his parents.
然后15号他就上了火车。
So on the 15th of next month, he boarded the train.
那火车就摇摇摆摆的从三藩市就开始往北走。
So the train started off in San Francisco, moving north.
然后他就走着走着可能先到 Olympia.
I think probably the train stopped in Olympia first.
然后他的心就开始砰砰砰。
So his heart started to pound.
再往北走到了 Tacoma.
As the train moved north to Tacoma,
心里面跳得更急。
And his heart pounded even more severely.
他知道再走两三分钟，转一个大弯就要经过他父母家的那个后院。
He knew that after 2-3 more minutes, the train would make a turn and the train will pass the farmhouse of his parents.
他心里面如此的紧张，他实在是不敢再看。
He was very, very nervous and he wouldn't dare to watch, to look.
他就要求他旁边的那个乘客。
So he asked his fellow passenger next to him.
他说，我们待会要转个弯以后，就看到那边有一个农舍，农舍后面有一个后院，后院上面有一些那个挂晒衣服的衣架子。
He was telling the fellow passenger that as the train take the turn in a couple minutes, you will see a farmhouse, and in the backyard of this farmhouse, you will see clothes hanging there.
我可不可以请你帮我看一下
？Please take a look for me.
看上面有没有挂着一条白色的床单
？Whether on the clothesline you see a white sheet.
这个乘客有点摸不着头脑。
And this fellow passenger was wondering what's going on.
不过出于好意，他就答应。
But he was kind-hearted. He said, "Sure."
这个年轻人就赶快把眼睛闭上。
And so this young person closed his eyes.
心跳继续加速。
And his heart was still pounding.
他实在是不知道他父母愿不愿意再接纳他。
He was wondering whether his parents would accept him back.
隐隐约约，他觉得好像这个火车转了一个弯。
And he could feel that the train was making the turn.
然后他旁边这个乘客就马上摇头说：“你看，你看，你看。
”And his fellow passenger said, "Look, look."
他眼睛一张开
，And he opened his eyes.
看见他父母的后院的那个。在挂衣服的架子上面
And he saw it on the clothesline in the backyard of his parents' home.
不仅一条床单
Not only just one bed sheet.
挂满了床单
It was filled with sheets.
不仅衣架上面
Not just on the clotheslines.
旁边的树干上面也是挂床单
And there was sheets in the trees everywhere.
能挂能绑的地方都是床单
Any place that they could hang a sheet, he saw a sheet.
他才知道他父母盼望他回家的心是何等样的迫切。
Then this young person realized how earnestly, how desirous his parents wanted to him to come home.
亲爱的朋友，请不要认为信耶稣只是你的事。
Dear friends, do not think that accepting Jesus is only your own personal matter.
你知道在路的另外一端，神是何等的迫切等候你回家吗
？You know, at the end of this road.God has been waiting for you to come home.
他已经为你开了这条活路。
He has opened this living way for you.
你要往那边看，满了床单。
And if you take a look, you will see that they are full of bed sheets hanging there.
神盼望你能够回到家中，享受他的祝福。
God wants you to come home to enjoy His blessings.
在基督里面有完全的接纳，神完全的爱。
Because God in Jesus Christ has complete acceptance.
第五个点。
The last point I want to share with you.
我们回到神的家中是做神的儿女。
And after we come home to God's family, we become His children.
在约翰福音第一章第十二节。
In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12.
这边讲到说，凡接待他的。
To all who received him.
这个他讲的是耶稣基督。
This here him means Jesus Christ.
就是信他名的人。
To whom who believed in his name.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
He gave the right to become children of God.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们接待耶稣基督，我们接受他。
If we accept Jesus Christ.
如果我们信他的名。
If we believe in his name.
我们就成为神的儿女。
Then we become children of God.
我们就来到神的跟前。
We come before God.
神要把最好的衣袍给我们加上。
God will clothe us with the best robes.
他要在你的手指上面帮你戴上戒指。
And on your finger, he will put the ring.
他要帮你穿上鞋子。
And he will give you shoes to wear.
或者我们里面承认我们这个人实在是肮脏污秽。
If we admit in our heart that we are really filthy.
可是神在我们里面所要求的，要我们有个愿意的心。
But all God wants from us is that is a willing heart.
我们愿意回转向着主。
We want to return to God.
请朋友不要像我当初还没信主之前犯的一个错误。
I hope you do not make the same mistake that I made before I became a Christian.
当我参加聚会一段时间。
After I started to go to meeting for quite a while,
就有基督徒跟我谈说，你应该预备好接受主信主了吧
？So my Christian friends would tell me that you should be ready to accept Jesus and become a Christian.
那时候我的回答跟他是这么说。
And my answer was,
我觉得圣经里面讲的都对，都很好。
I feel that the Bible is good and tells me many good things.
可是我觉得我还做不到。
But I don't think I can meet all its requirements.
等我做到了，我就相信接受受浸。
If I become able to meet all its requirements, then I will be baptized.
朋友，那是我的无知，是我的愚昧。
That was my ignorance.
如果我们要凭着自己的努力来达到神的标准，
If we want to use our own effort to measure up to God's standards,
这就不是好消息，这就不是福音。
Then this is not a good news, this is not gospel.
人不能做的，神帮你来做。
Because we are not able to achieve this, God did it for us.
这叫好消息，这是福音。
That's why we call this gospel the good news.
神在我们身上所要求的，
What God wants us, asks of us,
就是如同那个小儿子一般。
Just like what the younger son did.
我们心里面受了感动，我们有点醒悟。
We are moved, we are awakened.
我就愿意。
Then I'm willing.
我就愿意接受耶稣基督。
I'm willing to accept Jesus Christ.
他的血叫洗净我们一切的罪。
And his blood will wash away all our sins.
他叫赏赐给我们个新的生命。
He will give us a new life.
这个生命叫做永远的生命。
And this life is called eternal life.
这个生命是能够得着丰富享受祝福的生命。
And this life is a life of abundance and blessings.
借着这生命，我们就成为回到父神家中的人。
And through this life, we can return to God's home.
亲爱的朋友，你愿意吗？
Are you willing, dear friends?
亲爱的朋友，你曾经被主摸到过吗？
Have you been moved by God?
你现在愿意说我要吗？
Are you willing to say, yes, I want this?
我们好不好再把我们刚刚唱的诗歌第630首再唱，在第一节再唱一次。
Let's sing the hymn that we sung before.Just the first stanza of hymn 630.
We 们请姊妹先帮我们弹一遍。我一起来。
Let's sing together.
大赞有大愿为尊 God， 向安阳明中，在破晓之浪漫传，祝我阳明中。回家后 Nevermore to roam 苏海湾的乡山 Love 路来要明朝
再一次
Once more
我闻得到 Away from home现在要命中的盼上山之浪漫传出来要命中回命后回命后 Nevermore 之中Find the source of love 主来要明朝副歌再一次之后每段祷告
Come home Come home Nevermore to roam 主来 Find the source of love祝在阳明中
我们好不好请弟兄姊妹跟朋友我们都低头闭眼睛
Let's bow our head and close our eyes